Today, and that's Harry. I wonder if I could just spend a few minutes asking you some questions that maybe you could share with the congregation. Is that okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. And in the past, you know, in your early days when you used to attend church, at what age, at what time in life did God really start to make a meaningful contribution in your life?
Well, I suppose when I was about 8.
Wow.
We went to some meetings in Tewkesbury Town Hall.
Yep.
And they were about prophecy. And they were prophesying at that meeting that the Jews would be going back to Israel. And I actually saw that happen. And that meant something in my life because it proved that what God was saying was true and it would happen. And from that time forward, really, I never turned back. And I don't think in 90-odd years that I've ever missed going to church. And by and large, I've loved every minute of it. It's been wonderful.
Amen.
And I've met some amazing friends.
Amen. And it's quite difficult, I guess, to carry on with that depth of relationship with the Lord. So how do you manage that day by day? How do you manage keeping up that relationship with God day by day? It's not just about Sundays for you.
Well, I start the day with the Bible. And I feel that every day there's something for me that helps me through. And I know a lot of people prefer to read at night before they go to bed. But I like to start the day with the Bible. And I have that sense that God's presence is with me all the time, guiding, helping, comforting, disciplining.
Excellent. Harry, during your long life, you've probably seen lots of changes in the church. I mean, today, this service is just an example of a change, perhaps, in the way that people worship the Lord. But of all the changes that you've seen throughout the church, are there any that make you happy or any that make you sad? Just changes that you observe in the churches.
Well, because I've been to some churches and I've come out without anything because really the real gospel is not being preached. So I really go expecting something for me today and nearly every Sunday. There's something for me that I can learn by. It's wonderful, really.
Fantastic. It's good to have that inquiring heart to try and listen for those words in the message to say what is it that God is actually trying to get through to me or you personally.
Yeah. When I was at school, the county council, in their wisdom, gave Bibles to all the council schools. And when we left, we were able to take our Bible with us. And then I went to a meeting, as I said, and they were talking about prophecy and the way things had worked out. It was so real to me that started me really looking into the Word of God and finding all the treasures there. And every morning, Pat and I have a lovely time sharing around the Word.
That's good. That's good. So just picking up on that theme, What are some of the things that you're especially thankful for? I mean, today in the songs, we've sung about thankfulness, not just for harvest, but for what God has done in our lives.
I think music is a very important part in the church. Mm-hmm. I really do, because we can sing the gospel, as it were, and join together. I love the musical side.
I do too.
You know, like Teach Me a Dance and all these.
No, I agree. And Harry, if any of those songs have actions to them, feel free to do the actions at any time you want. So finally, some thoughts. What are your prayers for the future for this specific fellowship?
Well, the only thing that I can pray is that people will get more committed. That's the real thing, is commitment, whether it's in business or religion or Christianity, whatever it is. Commitment is the important thing.
Yeah.
And I love it when I see people coming week after week can't miss Sunday, you know, because they're going to miss something if they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. I often get calendars in the post, and to me, the calendar starts on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Some people tend to publish it from Monday to Sunday, yeah. But for me, yeah. Sunday is at the beginning of the week. Harry, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.